It's time now for Community Conversations with the Sergoto County Community Foundation. Our guest today is Josh Geyer, the director of the Mercy One North Iowa Foundation. Josh, thanks a lot for joining us, and tell us about the mission and the purpose of the Mercy One North Iowa Foundation.
The Mercy One North Iowa Foundation is the fundraising arm of Mercy One North Iowa Medical Center. So our mission really begins with the mission of the hospital. The hospital is a nonprofit hospital, and that means it's committed to this community, and particularly this rural community. And the number of services that are provided by the hospital on a nonprofit basis are just incredible. So as a nonprofit, it really is hard not just to provide the services that we depend on every single day, but to do the things that we really want to do to get better, to improve care, to invest back in the hospital. Medical equipment is incredibly expensive. Adopting new technologies, incredibly expensive. And so these things are above and beyond what it costs to provide the services for the hospital. And those things are just hard, and they're getting harder every single year as margins for hospitals just keep on shrinking and shrinking and shrinking. So this is where the foundation comes in. This is where our public support comes in. The donations that come into the foundation, the fundraising that we do, all helps the hospital get better in the ways that we really want them to as a community.
How long has the foundation been around?
The foundation's been around since 1993. It was actually part of the merger between St. Joseph Hospital and North Iowa Medical Center in 1993. So it's been around since 1993, and it's raised approximately $20 million for services that stay right here in Mason City, North Iowa.
You were mentioning, you know, before about some of the things that the foundation helps with and projects. What are some of the most impactful things that people would associate with Mercy One North Iowa that the foundation's been helping with?
Well, the things that the community would probably most recognize are the big capital projects. So a few years ago, the hospital expanded the cancer center in order for us to be able to treat more patients. Cancer continues to be one of the biggest health concerns in our area, disproportionately higher in our rural area than in other areas. And so having a cancer center here that can treat the number of patients that we have, incredibly important. The foundation was really instrumental in getting the funding that we needed to make that expansion. And we're one of the very, very few hospitals that have actually built a brand new behavioral health inpatient facility in the last few years. If you just look at the access for inpatient behavioral health across Iowa and across really the country, it's really, really hard to find access like that. And the fact that in Mason City, Iowa, we were able to build an inpatient behavioral health center, it's really, really incredible. And the foundation was a big part of that. More recently, and a little less headline grabbing, the foundation on a year-to-year basis really helps our departments, again, like I said earlier, improve the care that they're providing. And one of the projects that we funded is really in our NICU. I just love raising money for our NICU. One of the jewels that we have in our community and a little well known is the services that we provide to children. When you think of healthcare, you typically think of your elderly grandparents and parents who are coming to the hospital on a regular basis. You don't really think on a regular basis that your kids are going to need hospital care. And here in Mason City, we have the only NICU in our 15 county area. We have our only pediatric unit. So if your newborn baby needs acute care, we can offer that here. If you bring your kid into the emergency room at 11 o'clock at night and they're having trouble breathing, we can admit them here. We have pediatric hospitalists available 24/7 here in Mason City. They don't have to get an ambulance ride somewhere else. So I love raising money for the services that we provide for our kids here. They're not really well known. We need to celebrate that more. And one of the things we were able to do this year was improve the the telemetry equipment that we have in our NICU. We have about an 8-bed NICU, and it's a one room area. And one of the things that you have to do when you have a NICU is you have to measure vitals. And by having central monitoring of all the vitals of our NICU babies, it makes it much easier for the nurses to keep track of the vitals for our NICU babies. But it also allows the babies to step away from the NICU, go into the room with the mother and the family, and have some, you know, some private time together. So the central monitoring just is a great quality of life addition for the families that have really sick kids. And so those are some of the things that we funded just in the last year or so. Additionally, one of the big projects that we did was upgrading our, and we just did the ribbon cutting on this. We're probably going to have a press release and some announcements about this, but we just had a ribbon cutting for our linear accelerator. It's a big fancy word for the radiation cancer therapy treatment equipment. And it's incredibly costly. And the project was about $3 million. And it seems like everything in hospitals is like $1 million, right? You know, anything that needs to be replaced, anything that is new, anything that is better, everything, all the medical equipment in hospitals is just incredibly costly. And this was no different. So this was a huge investment for the hospital to continue providing radiation therapy for our North Iowa patients. The foundation really, and when I say the foundation, all I mean is our local donors. The foundation doesn't have anything that wasn't given to it. And so we're raising money almost exclusively from our local partners, and really it's our donors that have made make projects like this possible. Those are the things that we've been doing. The things that we're focused on this year is we are renovating a three hospital bed area in our East Campus hospital for an inpatient hospice unit. So we still offer inpatient hospice care. It's at the hospital here in Mason City on the East Campus. And we want to make that experience for our hospice patients that really need inpatient care better. We want to make it a better experience for the families that want to be there. And so we're expanding that. That's going to be 100% donor funded. Donors that are interested in that can give specifically to the inpatient hospice suite project. We're still very, very committed to providing hospice care here. Almost all of our hospice patients want to be at home. But in the event that you need hospice care inpatient, we want to offer the best experience possible. So the foundation is helping fundraise for that this year.
If people want to find out more about the foundation, what can they do?
They can go to mercyone.org/North Iowa/giving.
All right. Appreciate you joining us today.
All right. Thank you much.
Josh Geyer, the director of the Mercy One North Iowa Foundation, has been our guest today on Community Conversations with the Scioto County Community Foundation.